Good morning. It is 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for this month's edition of NAFI Notes. We have Chris Crane joining us from Native American Fellowship in South Coffeyville. Good morning, Chris. How's it going?
It is going, and good morning to you, James. So, yeah, there's been lots of stuff. We were just kind of talking here before we started about all the things going on, and one of the things is we've been lucky enough, Cherokee Nation has a summer youth program, and we've had two kids, Hayden Rogers and Lily McClintock, and I guess I thought they were working longer. I got a notification. Tomorrow's their last day, and I'm really depressed. And but they, and the reason is because they've just been a joy to be around, and they have gotten so much accomplished for us at our building, helping with. I mean, they've just been helping with a lot of stuff and doing the Lashley cemeteries. We do, I think you know, we do a couple of cemeteries that we take care of. Their Cherokee cemeteries, and one of them is Timber Hill. Or Hickory Creek, I think, is what they call it. And it's out, you know, south of South Coffeyville and everything. But it's an old Freedman Cemetery. It's been there for a long time. And I think, actually, Bill and Hayden went out yesterday and weed-eated and mowed and made it look nice. So we're going to miss them terribly. I've enjoyed having them. Hayden graduated from high school last year from Oklahoma Union. And Lily will be a junior. And I hope we get back next year. I hope we get them next year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They've been really good. But anyway, speaking of cemeteries, so a little over, I don't know, 3 years ago, maybe close to four, Cherokee Nation designated another local cemetery, which is called Little Flock. That's Hickory Creek. I'm sorry. It's on the east side of 169 Highway on Road 8, and it's a property. It's now going to be on the Cherokee National Historic Register. The building's been around. Bill and I were talking. I saw an article that said the early 1900s, and Bill thought it had been around actually before then, maybe the late 1870s. So it's very old, and it's probably one of the oldest structures in Nowata County. And it was used as a church. It was also used as a meeting hall. It was used as a one-room schoolhouse, and there's only part of it there. I mean, it's those big rocks you see, you know. So Cherokee Nation has taken it over, and they're investing quite a bit of money in this, and it's going to be, they're starting work on it. They had, I mean, there's trees growing up inside, and Harry saw somebody that were out there working and getting the trees cut out, and I guess they're going to be taking the rocks apart, and I assume marking them, or, you know, how they're going to, but they're going to rebuild the whole structure and use new stuff, but they're going to incorporate all the old stuff in there, so, and it's going to look as close to the original as possible. And I think it's going to be neat. There's a lot of history there. Riders Ford is just a little bit farther east, and that was like a low spot in the ground, you know, in the river right there where people could cross. And well, I'm just excited about, I went down there when they did the signing, but it's, I don't know, it's just going to be, I think it'll be, I don't know what, if they'll use the building or if they'll just have it for people like to take tours and things like that. But whatever they do with it, it'll be very nice. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And the cemetery is right there too, and they have a beautifully kept cemetery there. So I was thinking about this, and I thought this might be a Frybread Journeys episode.
Yeah, you might have to go on location.
Go on location and check it out and see what's going on. So we are still holding the Cherokee language classes on Tuesdays from 5 to 7 in the Longhouse at the Native American Fellowship Building. So we have 5 of the 10 classes left, so it's not too late to show up. The class is free. You don't even have to be native to take the class. The instructor is Ryan Mackey, and he does a fantastic job with it. And I get kind of tickled. The youth kids, they come and take the class. And so the next day they'll come in, and Bill and the kids are trying to, you know, learning words, and they're talking about the words, trying them out that they've learned. So it's pretty interesting. And on Thursdays, today being one of them, when I leave here, I'm going straight down to NAFI, and we're holding summer meal distributions. And this is for children ages 18 and under who have to be an Oklahoma resident. And I know Kansas and Coffeyville, at least, the school district has something similar. These are boxes, and each box, we just do it once a week, but each box has 5 breakfasts, 5 lunches, and 5 snacks, and they're all shelf-stable. We did have one of the kids, one of our workers, Lily, I said, hey, can you open the box so we can take a look? It's like the pouches of applesauce that you get. I mean, this is nice stuff. And there's plant-based milk. And I'm kind of always been kind of leery. I just didn't know if I'd like it. She said the chocolate milk is awesome. And she isn't the only one. We've had lots of kids. And then there's some MRE pouches, like with tortillas or bread. And apparently the cornbread is fantastic. And then there's packets with, like, buffalo chicken or what. I mean, yeah, it's 5 days. And so you can put the stuff in the fridge if you feel like you need to. But you do have to be an Oklahoma resident, the child. And the only people that can pick up would be the child themselves or a parent or legal guardian. And we have a lot of grandparents, and we were like, I have some that are legal guardians, but we have some of them, bring the kids with you. That's the most important thing. Just bring, if you have the kid with you, it doesn't matter if you're a neighbor or whatever, just you've got the kid with you. So we're giving the pouch to, the box to them. And the last day of that will be August 6th. Everybody, like I said, everybody seems pretty happy with what they're getting. And it's not always exactly the same thing. There was just some interesting things. And there was fruit roll-ups and fruit cups. And I saw turkey jerky. And it was just pretty cool. Cookies and things like that. So I guess, it's not an income-based deal either. And you don't have to be Native American. I want to make sure you guys know that. As long as the kid lives in Oklahoma, you can come by. And we do it from 8 in the morning until 1. And we are we're doing this through the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma and the USDA and the Department of Education for the state of Oklahoma. So we have very kind of rigid rules. And if you show up at 1:05, we're closed up. We close it at 1, and you'll have to wait till the next week because I've got to go back over and get the paperwork and everything. But it's a pretty neat deal, and it's worked out very well. And we think that, we're hoping, we kind of got our foot in the door on this. So we're hoping we're doing this next summer too. We'll be applying. I know that. And then starting next Thursday, the 23rd, through the whole weekend, Sunday the 26th, we have a big family reunion. The Hardrick family reunion is happening. It's an every other year reunion, and they're having it at NAFI this year. So if you drive by and you wonder what's going on, if you're not part of the family, don't just show up. there's a reunion going on. And I will tell you that this next Thursday, from 3 to 7 in Collinsville at the high school cafeteria. Everybody's always asking, when's the next photo ID event for Cherokee Nation? I saw this on the calendar, and it is from 3 to 7 at the Collinsville High School cafeteria, and you can do the registration and photo IDs. And I will tell you, I know it says till 7. They start cleaning it up at 6:30, so get there before 6:30. This Saturday is the last opportunity for folks to qualify for the Cherokee Nation Traditional Games in Tahlequah, which will happen on August 29th. Harry Howard is qualified, and Nicole Marchant in Tomahawk. Bill is qualified in Blowgun. I went over to Oshleda, got in a four-way playoff for third, and it was a sudden death. I never got to throw, the first lady that threw. And I just haven't practiced, so I'm not going to worry about it this year. Taking a year off.
Okay.
I'm just going to do that. But this Saturday, it's the last one. It's going to be at the RSU campus. So it will be warm. Take something to drink with you and some kind of shade, hopefully. Bill's going to try and qualify in Chunky and Tomahawk. And I think Lily is going to go out there. They've been kind of practicing outside a little bit. And I watched him yesterday, and she got a pretty good arm on her. I was like, I probably wouldn't qualify anyway. But if she keeps throwing like she has, she will. And then not much. Tonight at 6 p.m., the Cherokee Cultural Community in Dewey is hosting their monthly potluck. They're at 700 East Durham in Dewey. They're a great community. They always have a good time there. I am planning on going. I heard I got a little text from the counselor over in that area, Dora Smith-Patskowski, and she told me that I think they're having chicken and noodles, and I'm kind of for an entree, and I'm like, okay, yes, I'm going to be over there. So I don't have a lot to say, but I want to give a shout out to the NAFI Board of Directors. I talk about Bill a lot and Harry, but all of them work hard. And they helped the summer meal distribution. Lyle Martin, who's the vice president. You know Lyle because he used to be president over at the Cooperative Credit mm-hmm. Union. Mike Cheney, Lewis Smith, Nicole Marchant, Colby Howard, myself were on the board. But it's more than just going to board meetings. And I don't know if people realize we're going in there, but we're also doing extra stuff. The meat distribution, the Hawaiian meat distribution, this type of stuff. It takes a village. And honestly, I think we've got a pretty darn good board. And although they aren't board members, Harry Howard and Charlie Crane do a lot around there. Harry is just a fixture around there, and I don't know what we'd do without him. And they just keep the grounds looking good and always keep everything. And then also we have Angie Smith, who works at the casino, and she comes down, and she has really been the one in charge of our community garden this year. She has a Master Gardener certificate. And then Scott McCullough, who's one of our members, he lives in Garnett, and he drives down on Tuesdays for the language class, and he's got a Three Sisters garden going out there, and he's a part of this Cherokee Seed Saver group, which is heirloom seeds and things like that. So thank you, guys. We appreciate everything you do. And, oh, the other thing is, until September 12th, I know at the Saline Courthouse out in Rose, which is outside of Locust Grove, they're having, it's a display, a on-running display, and it's about Victoria Vasquez, who is our former District 11 counselor. It's called Victoria Vasquez from the Earth. She is a treasure, national treasure in pottery, and her mother was also. And it's all about their legacy and the stuff on display. And I think I'm going to, I told Charlie we ought to try and drive over there and check that one out too, because I'd like it. So,
yeah, that's really neat.
Other than that, that's about all that's going around here local.
Okay, well, very good. Well, lots of going on always at NAFI as summer continues, and hope that you have a good send off there for your help over there.
Yes, we will. And like I said, I'm going to be on Monday for Fry Bread Journeys, and I think we're bringing some food in here for us. But I asked the kids to come. I think we're going to do a lunch for them on Monday if they want to come. I mean, they don't have to. Obviously, they're not working, but who wants to pass up free food?
I know, absolutely. So, all right, well, we'll have Chris again. You'll be back on Monday for Fry Bread Journeys at 9:10.
Yep, thank you, James.
All right, that's Chris Crane with NAFI Notes here today, Native American Fellowship in South Coffeyville. And straight ahead, we do have more on Open Line. We're going to have an update here from Jeff Klemp. He is running for that lieutenant governor position. It's on the way.